This is an interview with Gordon Parks in New York City, December 30, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. So if you would, Mr. Parks, I'd like to hear something about your background and how you became interested in photography in the first place.
Well, I was born in Kansas, raised in Minnesota. And spent a good part of my early life, up until I was about 15 or 16, in Kansas. After my mother died, I went to Minnesota, where I brought up, or I brought myself up there. I took odd jobs up until 1942, until I joined the FSA as a Rosenwald Fellow. Of course, I didn't start photography until about 1939. And up until that time, I had worked as a waiter on the railway, a bartender. Worked in road gangs, played semi-professional basketball, semi-professional football, worked in a brick plant, you name it, you know, just about everything. And so, 1939, I think, as I tell it now, and I'm sure is true. I first became interested in photography and when I saw pictures of the bombing of the Panay, which was a U.S. gunboat. And I was in Chicago on a layover. And a chap by the name of Norman Alley shot the pictures. And I just plain thought it was exciting, you know, and that though he'd captured these pictures, and suddenly this new medium seemed like a possibility to me. And I had been looking for all sorts of means whereby I might be able to express myself. And being poor and having had a chance to go to college, I had to look for the quickest thing possible that wouldn't be so costly to further my education, my outlook, whatever I wanted to do. I think possibly I saw some of the early FSA photographs in 39 and beyond that. Never dreamt that I would be considered for the project, and never intended to go with it. But the photographs of Dorothea Lange and others, Russell Lee, Rostein, and Mike Anders there, Walcott Post, and people like that, John Collier, they were very inspiring to me in a sense, because they put me in touch with the reality of the time. You know? Mm-hmm. However, I didn't, at that particular time, know, say in 1939 or 38, you know, exactly what the file meant. So, I took photography seriously, I would say about 40. I played around with it a little bit after the early part of 39. And became rather proficient.